Be seated, please.
很多的成功跟成就都是经由很多的准备而累积而成的。
A lot of success and achievements come through much preparation.
在信仰的道路上面有很多很不平凡的那一刹那，其实也是很多的准备所累积而成的。
And in our walk of faith, we have many great and peaceful moments because of these preparation.
那从圣经里头让我们看到，祷告是一种准备。
And from the script, from the Bible, we can see that prayer is one sort of preparation.
主耶稣传福音的时候，他行了很多的很奇妙的神迹。When
the Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel, he performed many miracles.
我们也看到主耶稣他有很多的祷告的准备。And
we have also read about the many times that Jesus had prayed in preparation for it.
请看马可福音第一章。Now
please turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章35节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 35.
35节，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。Verse
35, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
在这时候，主耶稣他已经开始出来传讲天国的福音。And
here, Jesus had already come out, speaking of the kingdom of heaven.
在这里提到，他清晨就到旷野去祷告。And
records here that in the morning he went out to a solitary place to pray.
为一天的工作来做准备。
To prepare himself for a day's of work.
为他这一段传讲天国福音的路程来做准备。
To prepare for the journey that he was taking to speak of the kingdom of God.
再请看第四章39节。
Let's also refer to chapter 4, verse 39 of Mark.
39节，耶稣醒了，斥责风海，说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。
In verse 39, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
41节
Verse 41,
他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？” 连风和海也听从了他。And
they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
我们常常也会很感谢，很觉得很奇妙的，在弟兄姐妹身上神那么伟大的作为。Oftentimes
we are very surprised and also delighted to see the miraculous works of God on our brothers and sisters.
就好像主耶稣的这些门徒，他们对刚才主耶稣所做的事情大大的惊讶。
Just as these disciples were astonished by what Jesus had just performed.
其实在这个背后。 是有很多的准备的工作。But
actually behind what he performed, there was much preparation behind it.
祷告是必须要有的准备工作。And
prayer is a necessary part of preparation.
请我们再看马太福音26章。Let's
also turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章40节。
Matthew 26, Verse 40.
来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了， 就对彼得说， 怎么样， 你们不能同我警醒片时吗？
Verse 40, then he came to disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?"
这是主耶稣即将要去成就的一件最伟大最重要的事情。
Jesus was about to fulfill one of the greatest things in human history.
那主耶稣还是继续的在做这个准备。
And Jesus was continuing to prepare for it.
用祷告来做准备。
And he used prayer as preparation.
但是这时候门徒他们却睡着了。
But yet the disciples were found sleeping.
41节。
Verse 41.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
尤其我们都带着肉体的软弱。
Especially since we all carry the flesh, we carry weakness.
所以我们更需要常常做这祷告的准备。
And so we even more so have to prepare ourselves through prayer.
主耶稣也要交代给门徒重要的使命。
And Jesus also was going to give his disciples a very important mission.
所以主耶稣要他们常常祷告。
And so he wanted them to pray continually.
主耶稣说你们要警醒祷告。
He says that you must watch and pray.
今天我们也是要用祷告来做我们的准备。
Today, likewise, we use prayer as our preparation.
不但在灵恩会的当中，我们看重祷告。
And not only do we focus on prayer during the spiritual convocation.
祷告成为我们平常生活一项重要的事情。
But prayer should also be an important aspect in our daily lives.
我们也说，这信仰的道路就好像是一场的竞赛。
We often describe our walk of faith as a great race.
我们要胜过环境。
And we must overcome our environment.
我们要胜过自己的软弱。
We must overcome our own weaknesses.
所以我们要多做祷告。
So we must pray more.
有很多准备的累积，我们才能够有真正的成功，真正的成就。
So we must prepare ourselves so that we can have real success and real achievement.
我们请看哥林多前书第九章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十四节。
First Corinthians, rather, chapter 9.
24节。
First Corinthians 9, verse 24.
岂不知道在场上赛跑的都想赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Verse 24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize, run in such a way that you may obtain it?
保罗说信仰的道路就好像是一场的赛跑。
Paul says, describes the walk of faith as a race.
他意思就是要我们有这种参加赛跑的这一种态度。
And he wants us to have the attitude of a competitor.
他说你们应当这样子的跑。
He says that you should run in such a way.
就是在那一刹那要能够尽力尽全力的来跑。
And so that when you're in the moment, you must exert all your energy in running the race.
在运动场上的赛跑通常只有一个人得到第一名。
In the track competition on the field, typically only one person can win the first place.
但是在信仰的道路上面，只要我们都是尽全力在跑，每一个人都得奖赏。
But in our walk of faith, if we all run hard, everyone can receive the prize.
一般来讲，我们的生活，我们的信仰都是很平顺的。
Typically speaking, our lives and our faith are fairly smooth.
但是那些关键的地方呢，就是在当我们遇到考验的时候，遇到试探的时候。
But there are some critical points in our faith, in our lives, when we encounter trials and encounter difficulties.
就好像选手，他就是在那一场比赛的时候，那是他最重要的表现。
Just as a competitor, the racer, a particular race may be his biggest race.
但是在他平常就不断的 有很多的训练，有很多的练习。
But before that big race, he has prepared himself very well.
啊，我们平常有很多的祷告。
And we also prepare ourselves by through daily prayer.
啊，常常就是为了那一刹那。那一件事情。
And oftentimes we prepare ourselves for that one key moment.
在那一刹那当中，我们是不是能够胜过？
And so that when that moment does arrive, are we able to prevail?
常常决定于我们平常的祷告。
It often depends on how our regular preparation is like.
所以在主耶稣的教训里头，包括了很多的对祷告的教导，对祷告的勉励。
So in Jesus' teachings, he mentioned much about prayer.
啊，为什么祷告是准备
？Why is prayer considered a preparation？
我们请再看哥林多前书九章二十五节。
Let's continue to read 1 Corinthians 9 verse 25。
二十五节，凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能朽坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能朽坏的冠冕。
25. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. 啊，
这里说诸事都要有节制。
Here it says that everyone who competes for the prize is temperate. 啊，
平常的祷告能够帮助我们。有这种节制的啊美德。
Our daily prayers can help us achieve this virtue of being temperate.
啊，这个节制对我们的生活，对我们的信仰啊，是非常重要的一个项目。
Temperance or moderation in our lives is very helpful.
啊，因为我们每一个人都有一些个性上的软弱。
And because each of us have our own weaknesses. Regarding our character or our personality.
那我们人很容易随从听从我们的这一个软弱。
And we often listen and fall into our weaknesses.
我们人也很容易的随从这个我们生活环境里头的所谓的多数。
And it's easy for us to give in and follow the majority.
那我们也知道在这个社会里头在我们的环境里头，所谓的流行，所谓的多数，它常常不一定是对的，甚至对我们的灵性，啊，其实是不好的。
And we know that in our society, oftentimes the majority and the trend of what is popular at the moment may not be correct.
哦，所以如果我们没有节制的这一项美德，我们很容易的随从我们的软弱，我们很容易的随从。所谓的潮流、流行、多数。
So if we do not have the virtue of having temperance, we may fall into the trend or the majority of the time.
所以这个节制其实就是一种力量。
And so to be temperate is a strength.
那我们知道祷告要带给我们属灵的力量。
And we know that prayer will bring us spiritual strength.
祷告让我们有这个节制的力量，让我们的生活能够平衡。
And prayer will give us strength so that we can be temperate and achieve balance in our lives.
我们常常也是在追求能够有一个平衡的生活。
And we often pursue after living after a balanced life.
那这个就需要我们有节制的这一个美德。
And so we must have this quality of being temperate.
再请看哥林多前书六九章二十六节。
Let's continue to read verse 26.
所以我们奔跑不像无定向的，我们斗拳不像打空气的。
Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty; thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
生活要有目标，生活要有目的。
Our lives must have a purpose and a goal.
这样我们才能够专注，才能够专心。而才能够有成功，才能够成功，才能够有成就。
And so that we can focus on achieving those goals and be successful.
祷告是一个准备。
Prayer is a preparation.
在祷告的当中啊，常常圣灵来引导我们，帮助我们来做很多的 反省。
And in our prayers, the Holy Spirit will help us to reevaluate and examine ourselves.
在祷告当中，圣灵常常开启我们的眼目，我们的眼光。
And in our prayers, the Holy Spirit will open up our spiritual eyes.
所以祷告让我们对我们的生活，对很多的事情能够看得清楚，能够看得更深更远。
And so that through prayer, we can see more clearly and further the things in our life.
所以让我们无论是日常的生活，让我们的信仰都能够有一个明确的方向目标。
So that whether it be in our faith, or our daily lives, we'll have a clear direction.
让我们真的是能够成为一个专心来跟从神的人。
And so that we can become a fervent follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
再请看哥林多前书九章二十七节。
Let's continue to read verse 27.
我是攻克己身，叫身如火，恐怕我传福音给别人，给别人自己反被气节了。
But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
我们要成为一个有纪律、有信念的人。
We must become a person who has a great discipline and training.
很少的人他生来就是那么的好，那么的虔诚。
There are very few people that are born very fervent and devout.
这是经过很多的自我的要求跟信念才能够拥有的那一种顺服敬虔。
And this, this reverence and this submission can only be achieved through years of disciplining ourselves and bringing ourselves into subjection.
所以很多的祷告甚至禁止祷告，这是必须要有的准备。
And so and many prayers, even fasting prayers, are a necessary requirement.
我们请看丹尼里书第六章。
And let's also turn to Daniel chapter 6.
丹尼里书第六章第十节。
Daniel 6 verse 10.
第十节，丹尼里知道禁令禁盖的意习，就到自己家里。他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
丹尼里是这个有最好的榜样的古圣徒之一。
Daniel was one of the great characters in the Old Testament, and serves as a great role model.
他之所以能够成功在信仰上大有成就，就是他平常的准备。
And he had a great faith, very successful in his faith because of the daily preparation that he made.
所以我们也从他的身上来看到祷告是准备。
And so from him, we also see that prayer is preparation.
他成为一个很有这个很有纪律、很有信念的人。
He was a person with a great discipline and training.
所以他的准备让他能够胜过环境，胜过自己。
And his preparation allowed him to overcome his environment, to overcome his own weaknesses.
他的祷告让他能够成为一个有节制的人。
And his prayer allowed him to become a person with self-control.
他的祷告让他成为一个有方向、有目标的人。
And his prayer allowed him to become a person with a direction and a goal.
他的祷告能够让他来坚持那对的方向、对的目标。
And his prayer allowed him to endure to the end, to follow the correct path.
但愿我们也都能够像这些古圣徒一样，用祷告来做我们的准备。
And may we also be like these great characters of in the Old Testament, that we can may follow their example and use prayer as our preparation.
让我们的生活、我们的信仰都跟他们一样， 那么的成功，那么的有成就。
And so that our lives and our faith may be as successful as these great characters of in the Old Testament.
啊，他们因为这祷告的准备，让他们能够达到目标。相信我们也用祷告来做准备，我们也能够达到目标。
And they were able to achieve their goals through preparation in their prayers. And likewise, we can achieve our goals by preparing through prayer.
所以我们要一起来祷告。
And so now we're going to pray together.
我们也求主耶稣帮助我们能够继续的看重这个祷告的生活。
We ask the Lord Jesus to help us so that we can continue to emphasize on a prayerful life.
祷告是最重要的准备。
The prayer is the most important preparation.
现在请我们大家一起到前面来祷告。
Please come forward to pray together.